Welcome to Scrappy ABM, your source for groundbreaking approaches that don't break the bank. ABM shouldn't cost $200K in tech to even get started. So if you want to get started with ABM or make your program even better without investing a massive amount of money, you're in the right place. Each week, we'll hear from the brightest minds in the marketing world who are redefining ABM, achieving incredible results with untraditional methods, limited resources, and a whole lot of creativity. This isn't a show about how much money you can spend on fancy tech or overhyped tools. Instead, it's about celebrating creative problem solving and the scrappiness it takes to get ABM right. We'll dive into how these marketing leaders built robust ABM strategies with limited resources, revealing the actionable insights that led to their biggest wins. So if you're a marketer ready to challenge the status quo and build a scalable, efficient, effective marketing strategy, Scrappy ABM is the show for you. So if you're ready to discover ABM strategies that are lean, impactful, and utterly transformative, let's dive into this episode.
Let's kick off with our opening question. How do you, Mason, drive pipeline at Scrappy ABM?
Yeah, there's really three core channels that we've been using. One, and I think probably most obvious if you've got any familiarity with Scrappy ABM, is largely LinkedIn organic. I post prolifically, sometimes too much. And that it's really just been the main way that we've actually driven, I would say, probably 50% of our revenue to date. I think the benefit that I've got is I've been posting on LinkedIn for about 3 years. People do generally, if they've been in my following, they know me, so I don't have to exclusively post about ABM. I do make the joke that I'm the intersection of ABM and babies. And at the time of this recording, I did a lot of travel for family last week. So I posted nothing about ABM, and I posted a lot about my daughter. She's just so cute. So anyway, I give you that context of if you follow me on LinkedIn, you'll get a lot of ABM content. You'll also get hopefully a highlight of her week is the cutest baby girl in the world. So that's a lot of it. The second piece, which is very deep on ABM, and it's exclusively ABM, sorry, no babies there, would be Scrappy ABM, the podcast. So that is the channel in which we're talking through a ton of playbooks, a lot of actual information, and it's all designed to really help you walk away from every episode and say, like, oh, I could go build that. Like, I know what to go and do. So really, what I found is those two playing together work really well. People discover me through LinkedIn, and then they really get content depth through the podcast. I've had quite a few people actually come in and say, like, listen to every episode of Scrappy ABM. I need to buy this solution. Can you help me build it? Which is awesome. And then the third, which has been kind of unexpected, but I've been very thankful to see it happen. It's been events. If you'd asked me like a year and a half ago, I would have like hated on trade shows. And so like, who needs a booth? And I was super clear. I've not bought a booth, but I've been invited to speak at events. And I spoke at B2B MX in like late February. And I did a 45-minute talk. They did not tell me. And I made this joke. I ended up being the first keynote of the event. I wasn't aware it was going to be the first keynote. Like I was hosting a campfire session and did not associate campfire with like keynote. So that was my bad. But I walk in and I end up speaking to like 350 or 400 people. And I get 30 discovery calls out of that one session. Actually, at the time of this recording, I have literally 20 calls this week, which is awesome. Very pumped about that. So like those three sources have been where we've driven all of our pipeline. And again, out of even the event that we did a month ago, we've already closed two deals from it. So again, these are not necessarily just pipeline, but I mean, like actual tangible revenue. Those have been my sources.
Nice. So you're taking your presence out on LinkedIn, making sure that you're also delivering that value depth ad content, and then also trying out some new channels of just events to make sure that you're getting everything out there. That's fantastic. Yeah. And definitely a lot on your plate. So then tell me where that strategy is coming from, because last year obviously was the year of challenges. It was 2023. There were market headwinds, unprecedented times, whatever cliche that you're wanting to use. It was challenging for all of us. What did you learn from last year that's impacting your strategy this year?
Education never goes out of style. So, I mean, it doesn't matter what is happening in the world, but if you're educating people on like in our current state, this is what we are doing, this is what I am doing, this is what our clients are doing, and this is what is working, that will never not work. So that's where the strategy lies. And that's what I've been doing at this point for 3 years. Like it's been largely LinkedIn, but the thing that I've become synonymous for in a lot of ways is like, I And you hear people say this, and there are a fair number of people that do this well, and I'm trying really hard to do it well. I legitimately give everything away. So like, to some people, that's a bit of a disappointment sometimes because they're like, oh, I thought there was like something. I was like, no, that was it. I gave it all away. The difference is if you work with us, we'll do it for you versus you going and doing it on yourself. That is really the only delineation. If you want to follow me, you want to get all the information, I give everything away. If you want us to do it for you, you can pay us. But like, if you want to do it yourself, I tell you exactly how to do everything. So again, that's where the strategy is rooted. And I just know that if I impact enough people and I can convert 1% of the people that actually listen to the stuff that I say, then that will end up being enough to build the company. But if I can impact 99% that never buy, I'm totally content and fine with that. So that's where the strategy is rooted and just making sure that enough people are helped that it builds the brand.
So then tell me a little bit more about how that's being applied in your day-to-day, because you had mentioned, hey, you're basically giving everything away. How is that still lucrative for you in what you're doing for 2024?
Yeah, a lot of people, like I mentioned, they listen to every episode of the podcast, like, this is amazing. Can we work with you? So again, I've given everything away. So it's never a question of how do you do what you do? For them, we actually end up becoming a time saver and we become a safer bet than them doing it themselves. Because instead of you doing it for the first time, even if you have the exact frameworks and all the playbooks, there are things that no matter how much I give away cannot be communicated unless they're experienced. So again, the benefit to working with us is everything we talk about, we've done a lot. Everything we talk about, you could probably get through it, but it may take you 120 days, and for us, it'll take us 30. So again, that's the core difference, and that's how it's lucrative, is people will buy in, they'll love the idea, we become a time saver. And the other side to it is, despite giving everything away, there are a lot of people that just don't necessarily want to screw it up. They just want to be able to have the confidence that it'll get done correctly. So even if I give them every single step of the process, they still want somebody else to do it for them because there's a higher degree of trust that the other person will be able to do it successfully. So that's how it's lucrative for us.
Gotcha. So thank you for breaking that down for us, because whenever I can hear someone listening in going, "What? You're giving everything away? Why are you giving away the lead there?" But it's actually can be beneficial. And I think from what you're saying and what we've also heard from our other previous guests, this is the way to go with a Star Wars reference. This makes sense. This is where a lot of people are seeing that engagement. So thank you for sharing that. Last thing on our episode for today is the wonderful 100 pennies exercise. So we have above here, Mason, 100 pennies that you could put into multiple parts of a go-to-market strategy. Each of these icons is worth 10 pennies. Where are you placing your bets this year?
For this year, it's probably 30 pennies on founder led, but admittedly, I view founder led kind of the same in my context as brand led, because everything I do as a founder, I'm very intentional to use the words we and our team versus the phrasing of me. There's a lot of stuff that I talk about that like is the scrappy ABM brand. I didn't come up with it. And I don't like to be super clear on that. There are frameworks that we discuss very openly that like were not my idea. They were the ideas of our team. So that's in my perspective, brand. It's just in our current state, I'm the main person that's out talking about the things that we do. So it's this difficult component of like I am the founder, but as the founder, I am building the brand. So it's somewhere in the mix that's like third, I would say that's honestly 30% of what we're doing. I would then put a ballpark of like 20, maybe 30 on marketing led growth. Because I, crazy concept, I have yet to go outbound in 8 months. We're a $500,000 business from zero. I have got about $1 million currently in active pipeline. Like we're growing and it's not been through any outbound. It's just we educate at scale and people come in and buy. I'm going to put 10 pennies on customer because even though we're a young organization, a large part of our approach is a land and expand model. So we actually are having a fair bit of our revenue now come from our existing customer base that has purchased past services and is like, this was great. Can we do more? Because they're happy, which is awesome. This may be a shock to a lot of people, but there's going to be a big emphasis for Q3 and Q4. I'm putting my other 40 on partnership. Partnerships are going to be very, very big for Scrappy. And the long story short is a lot of what we are focused on is creating highly accessible educational content and information that are playbooks that anybody can run with. At the end of the day, Scrappy ABM is a strategy organization. We are very focused on right strategy. The other thing I'm super focused on are what tools fit into the different components of our 4D framework and identifying the best fit potential partners at a very like at a reasonable price point that allow you to accomplish a Scrappy ABM program. So everything we're going to do, probably starting in Q3, is going to be partnership focused around a co-branded go-to-market. So those are the places that I'm doubling down on. Admittedly, I'm not a sales-led organization. I am currently the seller, but a sales pitch is really just me saying the same stuff I say at scale, but it's an educational pitch, and I slap a price tag at the end of it. That's it. I missed events because we are doing a lot of events. I go to about an event a month. So honestly, this is gonna sound crazy. I'm gonna move one of our pennies from partnership to events. So forgive me for that. But I still know that partnerships are gonna be our biggest growth lever. I think through my marketing stuff, I do community, but it's not honestly a focus. It just like kind of happens organically just because I'm out so much. And that's, I mean, that's really it. I think those are my answers. Those are my pennies.
I love it, Mason. So to recap, we've got 20 pennies in marketing, 30 pennies in partnerships, 1 penny in customer. And then we had a little bit of a d indecisiveness there. I put 2 in brand for you, and then 10 pennies, so 20 pennies in brand, 10 pennies in founder, because you're really doing that. Sounds like you're doing that both as an exercise there. You're trying to build your brand and you're using who you are as a mechanism to make that happen. And then 10 pennies in growth. So quite a lot of bets placed here. I can also hear maybe some marketing people chuckling that you as a marketing organization have no sales function. Perhaps that's nirvana for now. We'll see how that plays out. And I'm excited to hear where these bets are working for you. But let's also take a moment and then just see how this has measured up to the community. Mason, when you're taking a peek at right here is what we looked at the very beginning of this, when we started getting information from the community and we said, hey, where are you placing your bets for 2024? There's obviously a lot of organizations still pushing that sales motion. We've got 40 pennies put into sales, the next category being about 20-ish with marketing, followed up by other. So a lot of experimentation happening this year. This is where you've landed. Obviously, you've met the second one of marketing being closed, but you didn't put any pennies in sales. How is that shocking to you? What else are you seeing on this graph that's interesting?
I didn't put any pennies into sales because I focused so much on education that I literally had a sales call last week where the founder of the other organization kept like trying to push me. And I finally just said, look, man, these are the three options. Either I'm your guy or I'm not. So like, I'm just not super concerned about a sales-led motion because when you do marketing well, you get enough pipeline that you can be pretty choosy. And hopefully that doesn't come across as brazen, but like, the guy kept trying to get me to be something that I wasn't because he generally liked me as a person and liked the concept, but like the way that we deliver was not what that guy ended up needing. And I presented it as this, and I am comfortable walking away from like a lot of deals because I know who I'm a good fit for. So again, I'm just not super concerned about the sales-led side. And granted, who's to say? Because what's interesting is it actually comes down to definition. Sorry to get on a philosophical tangent for a moment, but like a lot of what I do on LinkedIn, I deem like founder-led or marketing-led. But if you're a seller, you would consider that sales-led because it's social selling and like you're doing whatever and social, like engaging on LinkedIn to engage your target accounts. So like I think it's also just a matter of definitions. And again, I'm an 8-person organization. So like a lot of what I'm going to do is founder and partnership and marketing-led. If you're a much larger organization, you're probably gonna be more sales-led. So it like I'm laughing because to me, it seems inefficient. Because you can educate at scale and then be really picky and choosy in your sales pipeline. But I also like am not super shocked by it in the grand scheme of things. So yeah, that's like my those are my responses. I am surprised. The only thing that surprises me is the sheer lack of partner or customer led. I feel like the mantra of last year was like retention, 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 and like the fact that nobody's investing in customer led is like a huge miss. And just with the sheer opportunities that are now available through like Crossbeam and Reveal to like use second party data to engage relevant accounts, like the fact that partnerships is not a huge emphasis. I don't know. I feel like we're taking steps back, but that's whatever. It's above my pay grade. I'm just here to help who wants it.
I mean, and that's why we're creating the show. It's to get the pipeline pioneers like, hey, what are you saying? And if it's contrary to the community, sometimes that can be a little bit more engaging as well. But if you had to take everything we've talked about today, Mason, and sum it up into one point, what would that be for our listeners?
Sales led is the most inefficient channel. Sales is your most expensive marketing channel of all time. Sorry to be so blunt, but sales is a marketing channel. So if you want to actually have efficient, scalable growth, like invest in marketing or customer led, or sorry to get nitpicky, like what's the difference between brand led and marketing led? Like you build a brand through great marketing. Sorry to be nitpicky, but like you can scale an organization exponentially more effectively through education at scale and just like giving a lot of stuff away versus trying to educate in the sales process. So I don't know. Just stop being so sales focused. Take a step back, actually build a brand, educate. And when you actually educate, people will come in and say, yes, I'm interested. Or they will say, I'm not interested. And that's okay too. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Scrappy ABM. If you enjoyed this week's episode, go ahead and give us a follow so that you don't miss a single episode. We drop every single Monday so that you can start your week off right. And if you're looking for additional great content just like this, go check out scrappyabm.com. We're building a library of frameworks, guides, templates, processes, and tools so you have everything that you need to build a low-budget, high-impact, scrappy program. Again, thank you for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. This has been your host, Mason Cosby, and we look forward to seeing you in the next one.